If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show, baby, the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Taking a little bit of a break from painting tonight, and if people are following me on social media, yes, the peacocks are back once again, but they're outside and we're doing the show tonight, so I don't know why, but we got these wild peacocks that just want to be, I guess they want to be on the show. I don't know, they keep coming. Whenever I'm doing a show, they always show up. But tonight, we've got a fantastic pop band. Fantastic. I like this band a lot. The second time on this show, we've got Angel from the fantastic band The Revis. Angel, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, we were talking a little bit right before the show. You've got a show tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right, over at Lake Charles in Golden Nugget Casino.
Nice. That's amazing. That's cool. Well, you know, I figured that's very cool. So there you go, folks. Working band. You know what I mean? Just you got to have your hustle on all the time. Now, Angel, guys are from, for those who don't know, Angel's the lead vocalist for the Revis. And you guys got just a really cool sound and look and just all around just cool stuff. I really dig. You guys are kind of like in play, as they say, around Houston and that area right now, right? I mean, and really ready to break out nationally and internationally, I feel.
That's what we're pushing for. That's definitely for sure.
That's cool. Why don't you tell everybody how, real quick, how the Revis kind of came together?
Well, almost 3 years ago, I know Revy was looking. Revy, the producer of and keyboard player,
mm-hmm.
He was looking for a lead singer for a project that eventually became the Revys. It wasn't those Revys at the time, but anyway, he was putting it together and he found me on YouTube. Actually, I was in Michigan at the time, and he flew me mm-hmm. over, and I loved what I saw, so I moved down, and he already had Tony on board, our lead guitarist and our sound engineers. And basically I was the only missing piece, but for a while they were just kind of making music, but not really putting anything out there until they had a lead singer. So I guess I was the last piece of the puzzle.
Outstanding. Now, and you were in Michigan. I grew up in the Detroit area of Michigan. Which area were you in?
Oh, I was in Grand Rapids.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Over
mm-hmm.
there.
No, not too far off from there.
Oh yeah, about 3 hours, not bad. You're out the 94, you know.
Yeah.
Cruise on
mm-hmm.
out there, and a lot of fun. I always have a good time in Grand Rapids. Real interesting people. Grand Rapids is one of those cities that, there's just certain cities that have kind of that artsy fartsy feel to it, that are always interesting. Grand Rapids
definitely
is definitely
true.
One of those, kind of like an Austin or a Portland or Greensboro,
mm-hmm.
you know, just.
It's super artsy over there. Uh-huh.
Exactly. You're going to see a lot of handlebar mustaches and whatnot when you're there. But it's all good.
Yeah.
That's cool. So Houston, you headed down, and the Revis, man, what a fantastic band. Now, we were talking before we came on the air. The last time you guys were on, it was a minute ago. I mean, it was a quick minute ago. It was pre-Super Bowl, and you guys did a couple of shows for the Super Bowl there in Houston.
I'm sorry?
I said you guys did a couple shows with the Super Bowl right there in Houston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did two of them. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That must have been an amazing crowd and whatnot, you know. People from all over.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. It was really cool. Really interesting. A lot of energy during that weekend. And then all around a good time, but traffic was a little bit hectic, you know, getting, especially going from show to show. Our shows were actually a half hour apart, and we had to go to two separate locations. So it was a mess. But playing was definitely a lot of fun.
That's crazy. Well,
yeah.
But the cool thing, now you guys kind of, one of the things I really like about you guys is act and band is you guys always look real stylish, you know? I think that's cool. Was that an important, integral part of the Revies when you guys got going, or did that just kind of happen?
Well, yeah, you know, you gotta look good to play good, I feel. You know,
I
guess in a way you have to feel good to play well. I guess in order to feel good, you gotta look good.
I agree. I'm a big tie wearer from way back. Everybody's like, why are you always wearing a tie? I'm like, because I like it. I feel professional when I'm dressed nice. You know.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, and, absolutely.
It's true. And I'm a painter by trade, so I go to all these art things. And everybody's like, oh, you don't look like an artist.
Yeah,
I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I look like a successful artist. You know, I can afford this suit.
That's right. Yeah, no, it is important to dress well. It does. It makes a difference.
I like that. Now, you guys are just phenomenal musicians. Now, were you always a music guy? Like, were you a music kid? Were you really into it and performing and doing all that stuff growing up?
Me personally, it's weird because, you know, I was singing since I could talk, but it was never something that I shared with anyone. It was always something I kept to myself, you know, because I had this weird outlook on it where, you know, I would always hear people being very, very, very open about singing. And when I would hear them, I would, you know, you always hear people sounding not very good at singing. So in my head, I'm thinking, well, this person thinks that they're really good, but they're not. So that must mean that in their head they sound good. And so that means when I sing, I probably don't sound very good. But in my head, this is me growing up as a kid. So this is the way my mind was.
I gotcha.
So, yeah, because of that, I kept it to myself for years and years and years until, you know, around 18. That's when I started to open up a little bit more about it. And yeah, so. Yeah, being a professional musician was never in my plans until recently. It's crazy how it works. I always wanted it to be, but I never thought, you know, it's always things you see on TV. That'll never happen to me, you know?
Right.
So,
I'm certainly glad that it did, you know? And Henry Brand Revy certainly knows how to pick them, you know what I mean? I'm sure glad he found you and that worked out.
It
seems awesome, you know. It just seems
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah, I'm very grateful.
It's very, very cool and very exciting. You know, I want to let people know we've got a link on our show page and also on my website to the Revy's website. It's a fantastic website. Just click on that and you get there. When you do, be like me, scroll down to the bottom and you'll see all the social media links. Subscribe, follow, you know, all that kind of stuff, like, and that way you can keep up to date on what's going on with the Revies, because they've always got something happening, and it's very, very exciting, very, very cool. Like playing tonight. Did you guys have some other shows coming up, or do you how often do you guys get out and play and whatnot?
It's tricky because the way that we run it in Houston, it's because, you know, in order to make sure that we are playing and supporting our lives with it, you know, with music, we actually function as three separate bands. So Revy being the original, we play strictly originals when we do that. Then there's mine, which is just the Angel Garcia band. And then there is Raptures, which is Revy's cover band. So, and we play together and mix it up and with a bunch of people. So it's crazy. We stay very busy, very, very busy. But we're not necessarily always doing the Revies, but a lot of the time we are.
Gotcha. Well, that's cool, man. And you got to do, you know, one of the things that's very inspiring to me is you guys always have your hustle on, you know. Like me, man, sometimes you wake up and you're just like, oh, man, I don't feel like it today. And then I think, well, what's Angel at the Revies doing? You know, he wouldn't lay around today. Come on, let's go.
You're right, but hey, I feel the same way you're talking about right now too. There's a lot of days where I'm just, man, I just want to stay home, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. So.
Exactly, exactly. Now, the last time you guys were on, we had the single "Hit That Like," which is a fantastic single and whatnot. This time, this single is a little different, right? You guys went, a little different genre. Tell us a little bit about that. How did that come about?
Well, we were literally, you know, as we always do when we're songwriting, we sit down and we say, this is what we want to write about. So this we come up with a topic and it stems off from there. And this time we ended up being a little bit more geared towards, you know, maybe past personal experience where maybe you wanted to tell somebody how you felt, but you never got the chance to, or you didn't have the guts to do it. And then by the time you feel that you're ready to say something, it's too late. So, and this is what this song right. kind of stemmed off of, you know, and it was a fun group project. Me and our songwriter Chea, we both wrote it, and it ended up being a pretty good song in my opinion. I like it a lot. It's one of the ones that we perform probably more than more than others. Sometimes I even perform it when I'm not supposed to be performing it. You know, I'll throw it in there. but it's, yeah, I like it.
Nice.
I like it. I think it's a song that a lot of people can relate to.
I hear you. Well, let's play it. Here it is, folks. We have it queued up. This is "Missed Out on Love," and it's the Revies, and very, very cool. Check this out.
Broke my heart. I could swear that she loved me. She played along right from the start. I was sick and away from the biggest mistake of my life.
Wish I knew that from that moment when I was
Missed Out on Love. Missed Out on Love, the Revies. What a fantastic track. We've got Angel Garcia on with us, lead vocalist for the Revies. Angel, I like that a lot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. That's cool. And it just goes to show, you know, that it doesn't matter what the genre. You want to do a country song, you can do a country song. You know, not a problem. We got it handled.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Outstanding.
We play whatever
very,
we're
very
feeling.
Cool. That's right. That's right. Now, and you know, it's cool too. I always, something I've observed the last couple years, you always hear people, you know, kind of get on the millennials case. You know, they're like, oh, these millennials, blah, blah, blah. One of the things I really like about the millennials and all the young people today is they're not super genre specific. And I think it's because the music business is kind of single driven.
Yeah.
Everybody I know, you know, that's young, they're like, they want to listen to what they like. What it doesn't matter what the genre, you know. An old man like me, back when I was a kid, man, you know, if you were a rocker and you got caught listening to something else, all your friends would give you a hard time. That isn't the case today. It's changed. And
yeah.
I think that's a good thing, you know.
Oh, I think it's a great thing. I agree.
Well, people always ask me, they're like, what kind of music are you into, Jamie? And I'm like, you know, they might see my hair or something and think one thing. And I'm like, I said, I like good music. That's what I'm into. You know, it doesn't matter.
Right on.
I like good music. So that's cool. That's cool. Now, I want to let people know, Missed Out on Love by the Revies, this is available on digital download, wherever you buy digital music, right? People can pick this up. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all that.
Amazon.
Right? Amazon Play.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Well, I suggest folks you get out there and do that. Go to wherever you buy digital music, you know, pop in the Revy, and there you go. One of the cool things, all these guys are doing it now, all these platforms, I should say, are doing it, is when you buy digital music, one of the really neat things is you can, as long as you've got somebody's email address, you can send them an MP3. That's pretty cool. You know, somebody, you know, would you think would dig that track or, you know, send it on over to them. It's a nice little, it's a nice gift for somebody to get in their little email, in their email, you know.
That's
open
true.
It up, say, hey.
That's a great idea.
You know, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, make somebody a mixtape. Buy them a, you know, for the price of a, you know, a couple cups of coffee, you can make somebody a cool little mixtape there. You know, not a tape, but a mix email, I guess.
Yeah,
very, very cool. So I also want to give a big shout out before we I know you got things to do, my man. You can be on stage get sound check pretty quick. But I want to give a big shout out to the fine folks over at Core PR. They're just awesome. If I don't know how that business works, do what you got to do though. If you need to help on the PR side, get them in your corner. You know, so it's always a cool thing. Good people to work with. And again, once again, before we end things up, I want to let people know too that we do have a link to the Revies, and it also works too if you go to Google or wherever, put in the Revies, it's the first thing that pops up. But you don't have to do that if you're looking at our show page. Just click on that link, and it'll get you over the Revies website. Very, very cool. Now, I know you guys are focusing on promoting this single, Angel. You guys got some new stuff in the works as well? I always have to ask.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, Heavy has been on me this past week telling me, hey, we got to get in the studio, because he has three tracks that we need to start writing and we need to start recording. So probably within the next month or so, you can expect something to come soon. We're also working on a new music video very soon as well
Cool.
Hit That Like. That's in the works too. So.
You guys make really cool music videos. I dig them. And I like watching. There's one on YouTube that I really like, where you guys are playing some morning show somewhere on the news. You know, it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. We're on Channel 11.
Yeah, you guys do all kinds of stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. It's exciting to watch what you guys do, man. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, break a leg on tonight's show. And again, folks, Missed Out on Love. The Revies, that's the track to watch and pick up this week. Fantastic track. And I can't wait, Angel, to have you back on again. You know, let the Anna and Don over at Core PR, let them know, you know, to we'll touch base. Your people will talk to my people, which is your people talking to me, really. And we'll get you on again soon, just as soon as those singles are ready. Sound good?
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Awesome. We'll break a leg tonight and have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
There you go, folks. That was Angel Garcia from the Revies. We're going to end things a little short show tonight. Not too bad, though. Like I said, Angel's got things to do, man. He's got things to do. So he's going to be on stage here directly. This show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes, for free. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. That puts us up at the top of the page there on iTunes. That's where our sponsors really like us to be. That's where I like to be. It's the view's always better from on top. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. So I'm going to get out of here, and we will see you all tomorrow night. We've got a really cool band on tomorrow night, actually. Another cool band. This is a little different, kind of a punk, I don't know, feel-good rock, they call it. It's very cool, out of L.A. called L.A. Stores. So fantastic. We got great guests. Matter of fact, if you look on our website, or my website, jimmyrock.us, man, see all the – I just got today, I got like 10 new shows booked. So I got to do all the stuff for them. But we already have like, I don't know, 20. I think we're booked all the way till June right now. So there you go. Oh, and a final note for everybody. I've been getting emails daily about it. I haven't given up on it. And it's a good thing we got the not the iTunes, what am I saying? The Instagram figured out. So, yes, more Instagram posts starting tonight. I know we've been off that for a couple weeks, but it's figured out and working and all of that. So, see you on Instagram. For those who don't follow on Instagram, it's jamierocks.us on Instagram. Give a follow, and there you go. We will see you tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With cyberpolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.
Support for this podcast comes from The Fresh Market, celebrating 35 years of fresh foods with in-store samplings and events throughout the month of April. Details at thefreshmarket.com.